back to my channel. If you're subscribed and if you're new here, welcome. I'm Charmaine, and I am a Christian who grew up in a Christian home and suffered from debilitating depression and walked away from God and then walked back to Him and became a new creature in Him. And I am chronicling my journey because I want to help and encourage others on their journey. And if they are suffering, if you are suffering with depression and anxiety, and I just want to encourage you to know and to keep moving forward even during dark days. Because that's what I needed during my time. And thankfully, God brought me out and He did put people in my life. And so I want to be one of those persons that He has put in your life to help you along your way to freedom. Okay. And I want to share with you something that the Lord put on my heart a while ago, actually. And I just kind of put it together to share. And it's a story. The way I came back to Christ is I just started reading the Bible from Genesis through. I ended up reading the whole Bible, but I started with Genesis, and I kind of gave the Lord an ultimatum and said, okay, you have one more chance. I need to find something in here for me. And if I don't, I'm going to walk away and never come back, stuff like that. So I did. I gave my heart to the Lord while I was reading. And after a few, whatever it was, days, months, weeks, I can't remember, but I surrendered to Him because I found myself in this book that I grew up. Like, I didn't just grow up in a Christian home. We went to Christian school. We did Christian everything. You know, there were very few times that I ended up in public school, and it was for a very short amount of time. It was usually because we had moved and we had to quickly get in a school, and there was no Christian school around. And then that was very short-lived because afterwards we went back to our Christian school. So it wasn't like I wasn't reading the Bible. I had Bible homework, I had Bible class, I had Bible everything. But the Bible became, I started to see myself in all of these stories and started to understand through, of course, the Holy Spirit, started to open my mind so I could see the real battle that's going on, and that the Bible is actually all of our journeys from sin and oppression, which is the enemy, Satan, to Christ, and ultimately to heaven. So a lot of times when I read my Bible, I'm always still visualizing myself and visualizing a life application for everybody, for myself and everybody. So I like to share those life applications with you. One of the stories that really struck me and it came back to my mind today was, there's a story in the book of the Bible called Judges, and it's in chapter 20, and it starts at verse 19. And it's a story about the children of Israel and one group, and then another group, the Benjamites, which were also children of Israel, but they were at this time separated or fighting or, you know, not getting along. And there have been, I mean, there's a lot of history behind it, but there were the children of Israel, and then there were the children of the Benjamites, which Benjamin is a child of Israel. So there was, and when I say that, it was, if you don't know a lot about the Bible, not that I'm a scholar or anything, but the Benjamites were, they were actually a city, a region with the descendants of Benjamin were there. And then there was a city or there was a region where there were the children of Israel. And something happened that the children of Benjamin or the Benjamites did something really horrendous. I still can't wrap my head around it, but that part isn't exactly what this is about. But it's still difficult for me to read. But they did something really horrendous to a woman. These men who were from the tribe of Benjamin really did something. They like raped this woman, a few of these men, and left her to die. And she did end up dying. And she was the wife of a children of a child of the tribe of Israel, of the Israelites. And so within the story, the children of Israel, the man who was the husband kind of told on them, like the children of Israel found out and was asking the man, well, what happened? Tell us what happened. And he told them, so they went to make war with the children of Benjamin for doing this this horrendous crime, for doing this. So they went to the Lord and went to the temple, I believe, if I read it correctly. They went to the house of the Lord and they asked him, they said, do we go and set up the battle against the children of Benjamin? And what they asked was, who should go first? And so he said, I believe it was Judah should go. And so they did, and they lost. Like, they went and they set up battle, they attacked them and they lost. So I'm gonna stop it there to kind of weave in my own story and let you know why this really resonates with me, for different reasons, but I'm gonna choose one of them now. So I was I was in a position at work, and I wasn't really feeling like it was the best fit for me. And so I started looking for other positions where within the institution where I worked and outside. And so I've been a nurse, if you don't know. I've been a nurse for about 37 years now. So I've been in the position I'm in, or in the section that I'm in, for 21 years now. 21 years. So it had been a while since I had even had to fill out an application for a job. So, but I did it because I just felt like I just needed to get something else, because it just didn't feel like a good fit for me. And I never had a real big problem finding a job, but like I said, I didn't have to look for too many, because I've been in this position for 21 years. And before that, the last position I was in, I was there for 8 years. So it just wasn't like I was only in the beginning when, as a new nurse, I was having to fill out applications and stuff. So anyway, long story short, I just felt like the Lord was okay with me looking for something else. That's just how I felt. I was praying. I was saying, Lord, can I do something else or go somewhere else? I don't know if this is right for me. So, I filled out, I actually wrote down, I had applied for 5 jobs, but I just realized as I was talking to you, I actually applied for 6. And I didn't get any of them. Two of them were for was because of reasons that I had to eventually turn it down. It wasn't offered to me yet, but I received a call saying, well, you know, just looking at your application, we just want to reveal to you some other things about this position so you can have the chance to decide whether you want to take it or not, or I mean, whether you want to move forward or not. And so I chose not to. And but that still leaves like four jobs that I just didn't get. And it didn't feel good to actually, you know, get rejected like that. That's how you feel, you know, that you're rejected. Of course, it's, you know, later on, I realized you'll see what I'm getting to. But I what I'm trying to tell you guys is the Lord is always teaching me that when we are following Him, and even I'm going to have to say, even when we're not, because we have people praying for us, because when I walked away from Him, I know He was still coming after me. You know, He doesn't force us for anything, but He's still going to come after us to want to woo us back to Him, because He knows what's out there, that the enemy is not where He wants us to be. And so he was still, he was always looking out for me. And I think He's always trying to show me that He's always looking out for me. So, yeah, so I didn't get the four positions that I applied for. And like I said, it didn't make me feel good because I've, you know, it's been a long time. And I, like I said before that, I didn't have a lot of trouble getting the jobs that I got. So I was just wondering, you know, telling the Lord, you know, I thought you said, you know, it's okay for me to look, it's okay for me to do something, not so much something else. I was still being a nurse. I was still applying for nursing jobs, but I just didn't understand what was going on. And it was actually very, I have to admit, a little traumatizing for me, because I just really felt like I wasn't in a place that was a good fit for me in what I was doing. So, so then when I start to feel like that, then the enemy really comes in and starts to really try to take me back to the debilitating deep depression that I used to be in, and saying things like, you know, nobody wants you. That's my trigger. I don't know what your trigger is, but my trigger is always, because the enemy knows what to use on all of us. He knows what works, and he knows what won't work. So mine is always, you know, you didn't get it because nobody wants to be with you, because, you know, something's wrong with you, and you're not happy right now because it's your fault. Nobody wants to be around you, and things like that. And yes, I was looking in the mirror as much as I could, you know, as much as I hope that I was able to see where I could, you know, change things on my end and all that. So, so I decided I was just, you know, of course I didn't decide. I had to just be where I was and just keep going and ask the Lord, you know. I still continued to ask Him, you know, can you show me something else, or show me what's going on, or, you know. So that stayed on my mind. And then, so when I think of this story in Judges, you know, you know, I think about myself going out thinking, you know, believing that the Lord is with me and saying, okay, yeah, do this. And which He was. I know now that He was, because I read this story and I thought, wow, why was God saying, yeah, do that? And then they got defeated. So anyway, a little more of the story in the Bible. So that was the first time that they went and they asked the Lord, you know, do we go? Who do we go send before us? And he said, send this person. And so they all went out to fight and they lost. So what they did was, instead of being defeated in their minds, they went back and they went back to their home base. They were crying out to the Lord. They went back to the Lord and they encouraged themselves and each other in the Lord. And they went to him and they said, you know, should we go again? They didn't stop. And so that was kind of me. When I was really in my deep depression, I would have stopped. Like, I never filled out more than one or two applications and not get a job in the past. If I, in the past, without finding Christ, had filled out six. Yeah, I had gotten up to six, because one place I did it twice. And that's a whole nother story. But I don't think I would have even gotten to three, let alone four, five, and six, because I just would have been so defeated in my head, you know, and I would have been under the covers and just crying and just thinking I was the biggest failure. But I kept going. So these people, they kept going. They went back to the Lord and they cried out to him and they said, okay, what do we do now? Do we go out? And he said, yes. So they went and they were defeated again. Like, the second time they were defeated again. And just so you know, if you don't know the story, the children of Israel were not outnumbered. They were like, they have had about 400,000. And then the children of Benjamin had 26,000 plus another 700. So the children of Benjamin were very outnumbered by the children of Israel, but they lost again. So going back to my story, you know, I filled out the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, you know, third and fourth, let's stop there. And I'm still getting these I hate to call them rejections, but, and you'll see why later. I still kept getting these, and I won't even say no's, because what happened was, with a couple of them, I got more than one interview, and it was looking really good. And then there was the no. And I don't know about you, but for me, that hurt more than just the regular no. But I say that, but that didn't, you know, the regular no, just the first no didn't happen. So maybe it wouldn't have hurt more, but it was pretty painful, because I was getting very hopeful. And I'm sure this is how the children, these children of Israel felt, like, you know, very hopeful, because they went to God and he said, okay, do this. And they got defeated again. So they went back and encouraged each other, and they were crying, and they went back to the house of God, and they said to him, and I'm gonna read it in Judges 20, 19 and 20. Well, it starts in those. And then the last time they went, they said, so this is verse 28, Judges 20, verse 28. And it says, it's stood before Edge. And so the children of Israel inquired, this is verse 27, actually. The children of Israel inquired of the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of my brother Benjamin, or shall I cease? So they're like, Okay, should we go out again or should we just stop because we've already been defeated twice, right? And the Lord said, go up for tomorrow. I will deliver them into your hand. So then if you continue to read, that's when the children of Israel said, okay, let's go. They didn't stop and question God because they hadn't gotten the last got because they got defeated the first two times. They didn't do that. God said, yeah, go up because I am going to give you victory. So they went up and they did have victory. So back to my story a little. So like I said, I did like the third time and then I applied four, five, and six. Okay. So I didn't get either any of the jobs. Okay. So then there was a part of my where I was working that needed help because there were some people out. So they pulled me to help because I knew how to do that part of the job too. And I ended up really liking that part of the job, but people were out. Nobody had quit. People were just on leave, you know. So I did it for a while. And the more I did it, the more I was thinking, wow, maybe I could just transfer into this part of the job, you know, it's the same place. It's just a different part of it. And then I was just thinking, man, but there's no position because these people are just on leave and I'm just filling in. And as soon as they get back, they get their position back. And then I go back to where I just felt like I wasn't a good fit. And so I really started praying. I was like, because the more I worked in it, even though it was really, really busy, but I'm not afraid of busy. I was just the place, the section I was in, I just felt like it wasn't a good fit. So I was just praying and praying, and I was like, Lord, I want to do what I'm doing. And I felt like it would work out better even for my life because of just the way the position is. And so after a little while, I just told the Lord, I said, okay, I felt like he gave me the okay to just go to the manager and say, you know, I know there's no position officially, but and when these people come back from leave, I know I'm supposed to go back to the other position. But is there any way that there could be a position in this section carved out for me? So I decided I was just going to do that. I was just going to do that. And I was very nervous about it, but I decided it can't hurt. It's either yes or no. I just didn't feel like getting another no, though. I could not get another no. But I just knew that the Lord would be with me. And if I got another no, he was just going to have to comfort me. And I told him, I said, Lord, if I get another no, you know what's going to happen. You know, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'll probably be crying and feel it like, oh, brother. So you're just going to have to help me. So I just decided I was going to do that. And when I made that decision, I don't think it was even a week later. It was a couple of days or so. The other nurse that was working with me, we were just working really hard because we were really short because the other couple of nurses were gone. And so it was just me and her. We were grinding it out. We were just pounding it out. And so I had decided I was going to ask. And then a couple of days or so later, she came to me. This other nurse came to me and she said, I just quit. And I just gave my 2-week notice. And so I sat there and I was in such shock. And I sat there And I was in shock for two reasons. One was because what in the world am I going to do? Because then that would make me the only nurse until these other nurses came back. The other one was because I was sitting there, and of course, I, didn't say either of these out loud, but I was sitting there and I was thinking, oh my goodness, God, is this you? And of course, I'm like, did you just open a path for me? Like that came out of nowhere. I, of all the scenarios I thought of a way that could make me a position or make it work, this was not one of them. Because as far as I knew, the two of us would always say, oh yeah, we're in it. We're gonna, we're gonna be here forever together. We're just gonna, it's just so hard right now because we're so sure, but well, we gotta do it. I never thought that a path would be open that way. I really thought that I had to do this work to see if I could get somebody to open this position, which, I'm okay. I know the Lord, sometimes we do have to work, but I could not believe how he just opened that for me. And so I sat there like literally speechless. And she was like, I know, I'm sorry, da da da. And part of me was like, what am I gonna do? Because I didn't know when these other nurses were coming back. And but the other part of me was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I was so happy that I couldn't even show it, because then it would look like I'm happy that she was leaving, like in a way that I didn't want her there, and I couldn't explain to her what was going on, and I still haven't, so I probably should before I, in case she watches this video. But she and I are really cool. And but I was just like, so I'm sharing that just to let you know how God can work out stuff even when it looks like you're being defeated, even when you it looks like there's no path forward. There are so many ways that God can use. His ways are not our ways. The Bible says that his ways are not our ways. And I think sometimes our infinite minds, or our finite minds, I'm sorry, our finite minds think, we really think, at least I know I do, that I've got it all. This is, it could only work this way or this way or this. I really had it in my mind that the only way this could work is if I work with somebody to see if they could create some kind of position for me. I never thought of this person leaving. I mean, it didn't, no one saw that coming. And when it happened, and I had been praying, and then I felt, okay, so then I felt guilty. I was just like, okay, Lord, I'm so sorry, because I felt guilty for being happy, But she's very happy. We were just actually, yeah, we keep in touch, and she's very happy where she is. But I felt so guilty for being happy. And I was like, well, should I not be happy? But I think the Lord was like, look, I answered your prayer because I have a plan for you, and this is part of that plan. And everybody's being taken care of. So anyway, so I got the position. She left, and she ended up leaving. I mean, 2 weeks, 2 weeks she was gone. And long story short, I did, I talked to them, and they were like, if you want it, it's yours. And so I got it. I got it. I was, and I've been in it just a, January, February, maybe 3 or 4 months or something like that. But I was so excited and just so in awe. I mean, sometimes I just am in awe and don't know what to say, except thank you. And I have to remind myself, you got to say thank you, because it just came out of nowhere. I mean, it seems like it didn't, but it really did. And if you were in my position, you would understand that this just came out of nowhere. And especially in my mind, And so whenever I read this this chapter in Judges, this these couple of chapters, it just reminds me of how we can be fighting and the Lord is, you know, with us and telling us to do certain things. Like he didn't tell me not to apply for these jobs. And I don't know exactly why these people got defeated twice before the Lord, each time, and each time the Lord was telling them to go, and the third time they won. You know, I'm not a Bible scholar, but every time I read that, you know, I don't really know exactly why that happened, but I know that, and it, just like I don't know why I had to apply to six positions. And I was starting to feel really defeated. And I was going to the Lord and I was crying, you know, a couple of them, I just was just like, I don't know what's going on. This is making me feel really defeated. And, but in the end, you know, there's victory. There was victory. There was a great victory in Judges. That those people had a very big victory. After the Lord said, yes, you're going to go out, and tomorrow when you go out, I'm going to deliver them into your hands. And me getting this position, that was a huge victory for me, not just because I didn't have to hear a no for the seventh time, but because it was a position I really wanted, and it is really more conducive to my lifestyle right now. And I just thank him. I thank him, even though it is hard. And it got really rough after I said, because after she left, we were even shorter. And then, so it got really rough for a long time, but we hung in there. We hung in there and I learned a lot. I learned a lot. In my position, I learned a lot because I had to learn it because there was no one, because she was the one teaching me. But when she left, I had to do it. We had to do it. I had another colleague who's with me, but I was the only nurse. And so we had to do it. We did it together. And I just thank God that for that victory. And every time I think about that story, I just, I'm in awe that that happened, because I can still see her sitting in front of me just one day, just coming, sitting down and just saying, I quit. And for that path to be opened in a way that I never, ever saw coming. So I hope this encourages you. If you're going for something or you're looking for something and you feel like the Lord is telling you do this, and then you feel like it's not happening, or you're feeling defeated even, and just be encouraged and keep moving forward. Even if you're crying, don't stop crying, cry out to the Lord. I've learned that. I used to do a lot of crying in my bed at night. And I wasn't crying to the Lord. And when I gave my heart back to the Lord, I realized we can cry out to him, because it's he doesn't love us crying. What he loves is relationship with us. And it's just like having a really good friend that you can tell anything to. And if you're feeling down and depressed and defeated, you can talk to that friend, and that friend can't even really do anything to change your situation usually, but it's always nice to have someone you can talk to like that. That's how God is with us. He wants us to talk to him, even if we're feeling defeated. And even if we're wondering, what are you doing? Why are you telling me it's okay to do this? And then it's not turning out. So that's what I get from that story in Judges. And that's what I have seen happen in my life. And so I cried out to him every time I got rejected from a job. And the reason I don't say rejected anymore is because God had a plan. He knew what was going. He knows the end from the beginning. So he had a plan forward for me. But I believe that when we continue our journey and we keep walking, that it just builds our trust and builds our faith and builds also our gratitude. And we have more to praise him for, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm praying and I feel like, okay, I need to, what do I praise him for? I mean, I know there's so much, I know there is, but I don't know, when I'm praying, I'm just like, okay, how do I say this? How do I put it into words? That's, you know, how I am with God. And I think these are opportunities for me to remember, to be reminded of everything. Open doors and closed doors. That's what I learned. Well, I was learning in that praise him for the open doors, praise him for the closed doors, because all those, I had six closed doors that led to a big old open door, which is what I really wanted. The other ones isn't what in my heart I really, really wanted. This one was, I mean, one of those kind of was, I thought it was, but this one was. So those closed doors, I can praise him. I wasn't rejected. Those were not that was not my path. And so those doors had to be closed. So those doors, closed doors led to open doors. So always look at your closed doors as leading to an open door. Okay. And even if it makes you cry, cry out to the Lord, because he wants to hear your voice no matter what. And then he wants to comfort you no matter what. So I hope this was encouraging to you. And if you know this someone who might benefit from it, please leave a comment and share it. Because I just want to get this word out. Someone asked me the other day, you know, what's your goal for your channel? And I said, even though I think I'm getting better putting it in words, but my main goal is to help people. I'm thinking about how I was feeling when I was going through this, through my deep depression, and what I now know what I needed. So I'm trying to be that person, like I said, that the Lord puts people, the Lord was continually starting to put people in my life. And sometimes I didn't see them because I have my, not physically see them, but mentally see them. And so I want to be one of those people that the Lord has placed in your life to point you to him and to let you know that even on dark days, and even if it looks dark and you feel like you can't see a path forward, he has a path forward for you. He really does. And it probably will surprise you, because it can come out of places you never thought of. Okay. So that's it. That's just what I wanted to share that with you. And I love you guys. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe and let's hang out. And let me know if you've had any of those kind of closed doors to open door kind of revelations and surprises, because mine was a true surprise. So, and a really good one. So I thank God for you guys. I pray for you and your families, and take care of yourselves and have a great week. And take a look at my website, deersfeet.com. And also you can grab, I've created a free habit tracker, because I've learned that in order to stay on your walk, to help you encourage even yourself so you can encourage each other, you have to change your mindset, and you have to do a lot of things that kind of keep you on track, you know. So so check that out, that's in the description box too. All right, take care, and I'll see you guys on the next video. And I'm sorry, what do I do? Podcast. Now I'm getting into podcasts, because being on camera is it's not really my thing, but I do love being in front of people. It's just the camera, but this will also be on a podcast too. All right, take care, you guys. Okay, bye.